Next on the agenda is item number 10, PR 2021-005862, and the subsequent associated vacation application request. The first is 2025-00028. The next is vacation application number 2025-00035, followed by vacation application number 2025-00036. Next is vacation application number 2025-00038. Next is vacation number 2025-00039. Next is vacation application number 2025-00037, followed by vacation application number 2025-00032. Next is vacation application number 2025-00033. Last is vacation item, application item 2025-00034. Those are all related to vacation requests of various public easements. This is a proposal brought by Renee Regal and John Stapleton, agent for D.R. Horton, requesting the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 16D2, El Rancho Grande, Unit 16, zoned R1A, located on Gibson Boulevard Southwest and Delgado Road Southwest, containing approximately 16.4559 acres in area. Do we have members of the applicant team here with us this morning? Ms. Regal or Mr. Stapleton, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mr. Stapleton, yes, I see you there. Let me swear you in and then have you give us your name and address for the record, please, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony I provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Would you give us your name and address for the record, please?
Yes. Sorry, I have an echo here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name and address is John Stapleton, residing at 4173 Crowned Eagle Loop Northeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Tell us about your proposals, please.
Yes. So what we're attempting to do here is vacate a stack of existing easements, which were provided for the interim condition between phase two of El Rancho Grande, which is an existing subdivision now, and phase three, which is what we're currently working on. The exhibit you can see here on the screen shows our proposed subdivision line work. We're in the process of preparing and submitting the preliminary plat. And as part of the preliminary plat approval, I anticipate that we'll need the vacation of the existing easements. And we've been through sketch plat already with this preliminary plat. And of course, that was one of the comments at sketch plat. And handling all the easements, the existing easements together, they're really accomplishing three things. There's a handful of easements which are indicating where the existing water and sewer is. That would be like easement A and easement E. And there's a couple of those. And then you've got easement C, or my apologies, G, which is providing a temporary access for AMAFCA from Gibson to AMAFCA's Arroyo. The easement language explicitly states that that can be vacated once there's right-of-way dedicated to provide that access. Obviously, we're providing right-of-way with this proposed subdivision, and we're providing a access easement at the far upper right of this exhibit to get from that knuckle to AMAFCA's Arroyo. And then the last class of existing easements would be easement F and easement J, which are drainage easements over temporary ponds that were mitigating the offsite runoff when phase three wasn't developed yet. And so, you know, that's sort of the high level. We can get into the nitty gritty of any particular one if staff has comments. But to summarize, basically these were all interim conditions easements. And now that we're coming in with a subdivision to develop this plot of land, they're no longer needed since we're providing right of way drainage solutions and access, which accomplishes the intent of those easements. Having said that, I stand for any questions.
Mr. Stapleton, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let me see if there's any members of the public that wish to provide testimony. After that, we'll go to DFT staff and then I'll come back to you for questions or closing remarks, okay? All right, for item number 10, which is PR 2021-005862, are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on this matter? If so, if you'd let us know by using the raise your hand feature or otherwise indicating your intention to testify. Not seeing anyone. Last call for item 10, PR 2021-005862. All right, let's move on to DFT staff members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are Water Authority comments?
So I'll make it short and easy, no objection to any of the applications. Thank you.
You're not going to read all the different requests.
But you did that for me. I
All
just say ditto.
right,
Thank
thank
you.
you, sir. Next will be Mr. Boylan. Any or let me swear you in and then have you give any code enforcement comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, Parks and Rec comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, sir. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks has no comments or objections to the requested action. For future development, refer to the sketch plat memo from July the 2nd, 2025. I'll just note too for the record, Hannah Shea just joined from Parks. She's here for the deferred item number 7. But she's welcome to offer any additional feedback on item number 10, the vacation request that off of Gibson Boulevard.
Thank you so much, Mr. Romek. I apologize, Ms. Shea. I didn't see that you were on. Let me swear you in, and if you need to, you can provide additional comments or follow-up. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Anything in addition to what Mr. Rodenbeck stated?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I just joined the meeting. I'm not sure exactly what Mr. Rodenbeck mentioned, but I just wanted to update you. I've discussed this with Jay over phone.
Hannah, this is item number 10. This is Jay. This is item number 10, not item number 7. I just relayed on comments that you guys provided for item 10, and we're going to get to item 7 here shortly. I think that's where you're going with this.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, Ms.
You
Shea,
know.
that's totally on me. I apologize for not clarifying which item we were speaking about. We'll be with
That's
you. Yeah,
no,
we'll be
that's
back to you in just a second.
all right. I think Jay, I don't unfortunately, and I apologize. I'm actually out of office, but I just thought I should join because there were some issues. On item number 10, I believe our comments were no objections to the requested action. But also keep in mind that I think a trail was going to be required in the future. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, and I mentioned that for future development, refer to your sketch plat memo from the July the 2nd meeting, where there's details on that, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Shea. I appreciate that.
Sure thing. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Chan, hydrology will be next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chan. Mr. Armijo, transportation's next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the vacations. I did provide comments that they're basically for my sketch plat for when it comes in for platting or site plan. I won't read those off. They have those from previously.
Thank you, Mr. Romero. Yes, I see those, and I appreciate you sharing them with the applicant. All right, I believe it's Mr. Ibarra will be providing planning comments. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Just a few comments. Preliminary planning application for DHO review and approval. must be submitted within 1 year of DHO approval of the vacation of easements, private ways, and private right of ways. The plat must include a note stating the easement vacations and the date they were approved by the DHO. And also, for this action, the planning department refers to other DOT staff to confirm whether the request complies with the justification criteria per 6, 6, and 3 of the IEO. Also, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. The DHO's office must provide the DHF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to the final sign-off of the plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abad. Appreciate that. Mr. Stapleton, let me jump back to you. Questions about any of the comments that our DFT staff members provided and or give you an opportunity to provide any closing remarks?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to close the floor on item number 10, PR 2021-005862. And those respective vacation application numbers, as I've read previously, I'm going to approve those requests of the vacation of those easements because the public welfare does not require that those various easements be retained. There's no convincing evidence that's been submitted that any substantial property right is abridged through these vacation actions, this vacation approval. Would ask or would condition that the applicant add the project and application numbers to the plat. Also that the AGIS office be provided with the DXF file and proof of application approval should be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. And that the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is up. Go ahead,
please. Mr. Rodenbeck, Mr. Hearing Officer, please note those are findings for a future plotting action. They don't pertain directly to the vacations of easement.
Yes, sir. As soon as I started rattling those off, I realized that I had jumped the gun. So I appreciate the clarification on that, and the record will reflect that accordingly. Mr. Stapleton, thank you for your participation. Appreciate your testimony this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.